KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. Craig here again. Starting off another Saturday show. I have my guest, my fabulous guest this morning is Georgina. Say hello, Georgina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Laguna Beach. Good morning, everyone.
We'll be right back, and I'll give you some more details of what's going on our first annual Christmas show. Good morning. I've got a few announcements to make here. First of all, again, I want to thank Villa Real Estate for being our sponsor. They have been with us through thick and thin, and hopefully they'll be a lot more thin. I mean thick. I'm having a rough morning. It's cold. My car said it was 42 degrees. Georgina, are you okay with that?
Yes, I am. Oh. I'm okay with it.
Well, you're from the UK, I hear, so they're cold there anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
So we want to thank Villa Real Estate and agent Mike Johnson with real estate offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa for sponsoring yet again another Rainbow Radio show. I'm going to go over the schedule coming up. I'm going to put on Rainbow Radio. We're going to have two regular featured programs every month. How's that? So you can know when to tune in and when you find your favorite shows. The two that we will be regular monthly events are, one is Love and Romance, and that will be on the fourth Saturday of every month, provided there's always a fourth Saturday. I believe there is. I hope. And then the other program is the Town Hall, which is about the arts, our cultural arts. And we had one session with Jason and Steve and Leia and Muffin, and I'm leaving someone else out. But we'll have a different panel each week, some of the same, but some new people, which will participate in the arts and cultural arts and everything in Laguna Beach to do with art. What we want to do in that program is to sort out, from the standpoint of the artists and some of the gallery owners, what their suggestions are about the viability of the continued art effort in Laguna Beach, and hopefully build some consensus and help maybe the city along with some input, which is our hope, if we can do that. So that will be the third Saturday of each month, and we'll be happy to bring you up to date on that every week and who the new ones are. Also, if you have a Laguna Beach business of the week that you want to nominate, we had one nominated last week and they're going to be on our program soon. Please let me know. That's rainbow-radio.com, rainbow-radio.com. Just go there and leave me a note. Or a community leader, someone who has, I love it when we have someone like George Michael gave tons of money. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
No, and he's a Brit, you know.
Well, I know that.
And you come from British roots.
Yes, and a few other roots as well.
Oh, well, we'll have to go into that a little bit. anyway, he gave away tons of money in for very good purposes, as a lot of celebrities do. And they often do it quietly. You just don't know about it. Keanu Reeves does a lot of wonderful things and has had a lot of hardships in his life. He's quite a remarkable person. But If you know of someone in the community that is like-minded, that has done a lot quietly, perhaps, and they need, it would be helpful, I think it would be nice, if they want to, have them on the show and explain, you know, a little bit of what they've done and share with us and the listeners all the things they've done to help the community. I think that's part of the Christmas spirit, right? And this is our Christmas show. So if you know of someone, please nominate them. A couple of other announcements. In Dana Point, I went on Wednesday, and Georgina, you and Stacy should go. Okay. There's lots of ladies there.
Oh, well, in that case, rest assured we'll be there.
It's every Wednesday now at Lux and Dana Point, and it's a rainbow night, which I have to mention because we are Rainbow Radio, so they call it Rainbow Night, and from 6 to 10 p.m. they have live entertainment, 6:30, and if you have an entree, you get 50% off a bottle of wine.
Oh.
So.
Great.
And they'd have singing, which you might be interested in as well.
Oh, very much so.
And so that is coming up every Wednesday, and I guess forever and ever, as far as we know. Also, December 31st, Andorra is having a New Year's Eve bash at the Boom, and the food is catered by none other than our own local Mark of Mark's Restaurant. Do you know him?
I've met him.
Yeah, De Palma, Mark De Palma.
I can't think of his last name, but yeah. I've met him.
And they'll have some fancy food being served as everyone imbibes and has a grand party. I will have more information on that on rainbow-radio.com, and if you're on our mailing list, I will e-blast that out to you on Tuesday, a lot of the details that are going on there for New Year's. It should be a lot of fun. I know you and Stacy are going.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I guess I should mention who my guest is, a little bit more about Georgina. Georgina is, I guess, maybe attached. Does that be a good word?
Okay.
To Stacy?
Yes.
How would you characterize it?
Yes. Yes. She's my partner.
Okay. And Stacy ran off to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, with her family, and I don't blame her. And I'm here taking care of the our children. I call the dogs our children.
Sure, that often happens with people in relationships. They have children.
Yes. And my two kept me up all night.
Oh no!
It was something else.
You know what they say about Las Vegas, though, Georgina.
Oh, I know.
What goes on in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
Doesn't it, though?
So Georgina has a very, very interesting background, and I've asked her. She is kind of subbing for Stacy today. I got kind of mixed up. I thought that I was going to get two for the price of one, but I was mixed up.
So he stuck with me.
So I got the better half, right?
Oh, no. Oh. No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, they're both good halves, let's just say that. So I got so Georgina's here, and she's had quite a music background over the years.
Yes.
And I've been blessed to hear some of her singing, usually at Main Street on Friday, although last night she took the night off.
Right. Well, I'm just a guest. I just do one or two songs, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But it's fun because I love Andorra, and, of course, Tony's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so...
Tony can be the straight man.
Yes.
And everyone says, oh, he plays a straight man really well. I mean, straight in the sense of personality, not
right.
sexual preference. But And I say, no, but that's Tony. And they go, yeah. Oh, well, he's great. He can really play a straight man. I said, no.
No. He can't play. I don't think so. But you know what I like about Tony? He really knows how to improvise. And as a fine pianist, I mean, he can play anything.
Well,
yeah, he's terrific.
Well, on that note, you've had some singing in your life. How much of a part of your life has been your singing, Georgina?
Well, I wish it had been more, But being in the, I had to, I did the hair to the stars in conjunction with the makeup people. And so together we worked hard and made them look from rags to riches kind of thing, depending on whatever was required at the time. But most of our work revolved around period pieces. And, well, not all of it, but...
When you say period pieces, for theater or
for TV? TV, for film.
Oh, okay.
Know. Yes. The Last Samurai was the last big film that I worked on.
Oh, wow.
With Tom Cruise. I did not do Tom Cruise's hair. There were so many samurai soldiers. And we had to learn how to do the samurai hairstyles.
Oh, wow.
That was something
else. To be accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've had some involvement with,
oh, yes, with the
over
Japanese,
the years.
Yes, with the women's hairstyles, too.
I have a cousin named Elaine Ramirez who was wardrobe. And not just, you know, handing them out, but designing. She did Apollo 13, and we teased her. So was it difficult finding skinny ties?
Skinny ties.
That's how I says. She says, we do a lot of things to abuse poor Elaine. But she said, how difficult was that? But she started with Law and, what was it, L.A. Law. Well, there was a television program
actually,
called L.A.
Law. I worked on that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
She did all the suits. And they said, we said, well, how do you do it, Elaine? She says, well, I get a credit card and I go shopping.
Oh, well. Well, that's about it. I mean, oftentimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it was that was a period piece. It is now.
Oh, well,
but
yes.
At the time, and so she, that's where she started. But she, wardrobe has always been her, and she just recently retired. But she did a lot of wonderful movies and has a lot of stories about some of the celebrities, as I'm sure you do.
Oh, I have several. But some of them I have to keep very quiet.
Oh, well, that's the ones we want to know about. Oh, my. Well, we're going to take a short break with a Christmas song here, which, because it is our annual Christmas show, we're going to come back and talk with Georgina a little more. And she may sing us an a cappella tune, from what I hear. We hope. Little Johnny Mathis.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Oh, thank you, Johnny Mathis. We love you.
Oh, he's the best.
He's, you know, he's 82.
He looks fabulous.
He looks fabulous, and he came out as gay in 1984. So he, and
good,
he's continually touring all the time. And on that note of being gay or being homosexual, I have a shout out for a friend of mine who's been giving me grief. Brian Rodriguez up in LA. He always listens to the show, and we are reaching out across the nation, around the world, it seems. As I go and look at some of the statistics, the analytics of where the show is being listened to, and I find it very interesting. But Brian, I love you, and you're the best homosexual that I know. Little inside joke there. And also, I want to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Joe Meetzel, who has been working very hard at the Ritz-Carlton, serving and taking care of people and being the Christmas cheer person. And on another note, way out of left field, Georgina, did you look at the sky last night?
I didn't get a chance to look at the sky.
Oh.
I'm so sorry that I didn't. Why was it?
Well, an event happened, and it really got...
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
And everyone was in a tither, particularly in Arizona. They flew up the news helicopters to investigate the UFO. And they were live. Look at that. Oh, my God. And then someone said it looked like a little spermy going out into space.
Yes, it did.
So if any listeners out there don't know what the hell we're talking about, Elon Musk launched from outside of Santa Barbara, the Abandoned Field Air Force Base, something like that. It's outside of Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
SpaceX 9. And they're sending, this SpaceX has a two-stage deployment. So it takes off and it's really bright. But what we weren't expecting, it gets up in the atmosphere. And even though it's dark here, the sun is very bright on the clouds of it. So it fluoresces and looks just unbelievably bright. And people, 911 boards were lighting up. And I guess it was quite an ordeal. Lots of pictures. I heard people, traffic up in L.A., on which never happens on the 405, people were slowing down and looking and some stopping and taking pictures, you know.
Well, it's like a parking lot anyway, the freeway.
Exactly. Well, you would know. You've lived up there for many years,
oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. 50 years. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And then retired to lovely Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So SpaceX is deploying satellites in this. As it goes up, it has a second stage. And the first stage disconnects, and then it starts to drop back to Earth, and it actually comes back and lands like a rocket. In a vertical position. So as it comes back to Earth, it's also leaving this trail. So like two trails, they split off and everyone's thinking, oh, it's the end of the world, you know, the rocket man's on his way, you know, all these horrible, but it's a wonderful thing that's going on. And we should all be very proud that it's going on here in the United States. And we should all be very happy that it's Elon Musk is doing that. I think he secretly wants to go to Mars and take his whole family. And in some regards, I don't blame him. But anyway, he put this together with NASA, and they pay him per flight to ship cargo to the space station. And it is totally private. His rockets, they're not subsidized. They're not funded by the government, although the government is his number one customer. But there's also a lot of other customers and that are using the technology of these spacecrafts to ship new satellites. And the latest one puts satellites all around the world that are close to ships and airplanes, and now they can track every ship and every airplane around the world. So the Indonesian one that disappeared.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't track that submarine.
Oh, the yo, oh, that's right.
I know.
That was awful. Mm-hmm. And everyone held, I shouldn't say held their breath, but
yes, yes.
That's terrible. Yeah. Everyone was holding their breath, hoping for the best outcome.
Right.
But it's phenomenal what's going on and what they can gather with all this data as the satellites pull it together as a network over the Earth. And because if you think about it, if you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and you're, say you're a cruise ship or an airplane, whatever, for the nearest land site where they would receive your signal is thousands of miles away.
Mm.
But a satellite in space is very close. So the satellites in space have a better, an optimum view of what's going on as far as those signals and can collect that data and put it and send it back. So that's one of the benefits of all these new satellites that are out there in space that that he's putting up there. So there are good things going on in the world, Georgina.
Oh, indeed. Many good things.
we hope.
Yes.
So that... So shout out to Joe. Did you have a shout out, Georgina?
Did I have... No, said, I haven't done this before, but I would certainly love to shout out to Errol and Jim and Dulcie and, oh my gosh, so many that are out there. Jeannie.
And Georgina. Oh, Georgina. And Stacy.
Oh, of course, Stacy. That goes without saying. Absolutely.
We hope so.
Stacy.
We hope so.
Yes.
So, let's get into Georgina here. I've been jumping around and not focusing very well. Georgina, you live 50 years in LA and were in the industry.
Yes, I was, and it was a very interesting industry to be in. A lot of ups and downs.
Do tell.
Smiles and frowns. It's like any job, you know, you take the bad with the good. Most of it was very good.
Yeah.
And but it was a challenge at times.
So did you work for several studios or were you freelance? Or?
Yes, I freelanced for various studios.
So they would hire, if there was a big movie production coming up, then they would hire you?
Yes.
And your particular area of expertise is?
Well,
so everyone knows?
I like to cut hair. That was my thing. And also I like period work. I like working with long hair.
Okay.
You know, the twists and the turns and it's just fun when you have, when a person has long hair. It's just.
So it's not all just wigs and mirrors and smoke and stuff.
No. As a matter of fact, I have a funny story about a wig.
Yes, go on.
Well, it's not so funny. Well, it wasn't funny at the time.
Okay. Well, those are the best.
I know. But do you know that we were putting on these wigs, Japanese ladies, and it was supposed to be a street scene in Japan, and this was filmed in L.A., and it wasn't Universal, it was Warner Brothers. Anyway, here we are, there's a street scene, and my boss, a younger woman, came over to me and said, Georgina, I think something might be wrong with this woman walking across the street. It was in a busy hustle-bustle scene. And I said, well, what's the problem? I did.
Yeah.
I felt I did a good job. And it was on. It was done well,
uh-huh.
Style itself. Take another look and tell me what you think is wrong. And I took a look. Oh, my God. I had to drag her out real fast. I had the wig on backwards.
Well, you still kept your job.
Oh, yes. Yes, I kept my job. With a look and a prayer.
You know, it's one of those things. Very hasty. So a different subject, having been in the industry and in the studios for 50 years, what's your spin on what's going on currently with all of the sexual allegations and in Hollywood?
Well, I have actually seen it myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I caught a particular... I mean, it was quite shocking when I walked in the trailer one day and saw an actor having this girl sit on top of him. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't necessary to do that. It was really distasteful.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad
for you.
I'm glad the hammer is coming down. on these people, because it's about time.
So the casting couch is not just an idle joke. It's a reality.
It's a reality. Yeah. And it's just about, it's, we're long overdue for this.
Wow.
Yeah. We're long overdue.
So what did you do? You just backed
up.
Oh,
what
politely.
Did I do? I just, I mean, they both are having a good time. I mean, I felt, I just, I mean, what can you do?
No,
I didn't say anything.
Right.
I just slowly walked out, walked back out and got my things, what I needed.
Yeah.
And left.
I'm in the hotel industry. I walked in, and a hotel manager and a server, cocktail server. And I just politely pulled the door closed and went the other way myself.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot in the hotel industry. I've seen a lot of abusive
behavior. It's a good thing now. You know, it catches up with people.
Yeah.
It catches up with you sooner or later.
Yeah.
The hammer comes down.
And be careful. Be careful.
Yes. Yeah, you have to be careful.
So what are some of your favorite experiences, fun ones fair city north of
gosh.
Us?
Oh, the fun ones. I've had so many fun times. There's been, oh, my gosh, there's so many.
Any wild parties?
There's, I can't say they were too wild. Let me see, fun experience. Oh, I could tell you one story. Shelley Winters.
Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, she wanted me to do, she just carried on a storm. I didn't know if we were going to be friends or not, but to cut a long story short, I ended up doing her hair, and it was just madness at first, and I told her not to remove the bleach. She had to wait a certain amount of time, and she did not listen to me, and therefore she was cussing and carrying on. Because her hair was yellow, it turned out yellow, and I had to match it up to a wig. Well, with that, she was cussing and carrying on, and I walked out. I said I had enough of her, so I walked home. I didn't say a thing to her. I mean, not walked home. I drove home. And she called me because I told her, I said she had to stay under the dryer for a certain amount of time and let this, you know,
process.
Yes, process. Yeah. So anyway, she ended up calling me. I knew it was her on the phone. And she said, hello, Georgina. And I said, hello. She said, this is Shelley. I said, yes, I know. She said, are we going to be friends? I said, Shelley, the ball is in your court. I said, it's up to you. I said, you know, you behave very badly. And I don't think anybody's ever really told her.
That, right,
you know.
Right.
And she was, she said, can we be friends? And finally we did become friends, and she took me out to lunch, and we were at a drive-in, and her sister Blanche was walking by, and she jumped in the back of the car. Mind you, I was driving her car, her big Cadillac.
Shelley Winters.
Yes. She asked me if I could drive because she hated to drive. But we ended up being friends.
Oh, so it had a good ending.
She's a wonderful actress. And, and I was sad that there wasn't enough said about her when she passed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tended to make more fun of her in Poseidon Adventure than anything else.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But she was in a lot of great movies prior to that.
Yes.
Was not her.
And the consummate actress too.
Yeah.
Knew her lines. Really well. Yeah.
Just didn't know her hair processes.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Oh well. We live and learn.
That's right.
Well, you think about some more juicy stories, and we're going to take a short break here with another Christmas song by Bette Midler, and it's so appropriate. You got to listen to the intro on this. It's the words are great. It's the right song to hear right now.
Shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day. in Beverly Hills, L.A. Oh, but it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children will listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
thank you, Bette. I love that song. I love the intro. The palm trees are swaying, and I want a white Christmas. She wants it all, and she wants it now. I'm back here with Georgina, and we were talking about positive things that have happened in our lives. And I got a list of 13 positive things that happened in 2017, just so we look, you know, this time of year, everyone looks back at what the year was all about. Well, I wasn't happy when it started, and I'm still a bit ambivalent about everything that's gone on. I've got a great radio show, which I certainly wasn't expecting, and I want to thank KX93.5 for giving me the opportunity to be here and talk to my friends and talk about things that I think are important around the world. But right now, we're going to talk about the positive things that happened in 2017. I don't know if this is an official list, but I found it, you know, on the internet. You know, as they say, everything on the internet is true, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. For sure.
The first, number one, is the first zero-waste shop in the United Kingdom has opened. Did you know that, Georgina,
no,
being
I did
from
not.
There?
No.
Don't you
well,
have
it's
your...
been years since I mean...
I was going to say, don't you have your ear to the ground and everything that goes on in the UK?
Oh, no. I go back every other year or every couple of years.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah. But
you still have family there?
The whole family, my entire family.
Oh, you had to get away from... Well, there's a story there, I'm
sure.
There's
a story.
I'll be careful with that. Okay. So the first... So what it is, zero waste, is if you go to the store, you have to bring your own containers. Not just like Trader Joe's, you bring your own bag. You have to bring your own jars, reusable jars.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything, it's all openly packaged, so you can't take anything. So that's the first zero waste shop. Okay. Next, and I like number two, Canada has passed a bill that bans airlines from removing passengers from overbooked flights. So they won't have yelling and screaming people being dragged down the aisles like we do here in the United States. They're more sophisticated in some ways. So good on you, Canada. The city of Grenoble in France banned all outdoor advertising and replace the signs with trees. The city in France. How about
wow,
that?
That's a big change.
Don't tell Laguna Beach, though.
No.
We'll have trees everywhere.
No,
that wouldn't be such a bad thing, would it? Denmark became debt-free this past March for the first time in 183 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm moving to Denmark.
Good luck.
Also in March, Zimbabwe put a ban on the beating of children in the country. Yeah, you can't beat your children.
No. Please.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right. Happy New Year.
In February, tons of New Yorkers scrubbed graffiti off subway cars. Well, that's one good thing that happened. I think they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. And number seven, a Colorado woman won $3.3 million in the lottery the same week in which earlier in the week she quit her job. What good timing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. I'm going to quit my job and win.
And then hope for the best.
Yeah, that would be a hope and a prayer, I'm sure. But you have to buy the lottery tickets, don't you?
Well, yes.
Yeah, to win. Damn it.
Yes, you have to buy them. They don't give them out.
Number eight, a high school student in Florida started a club so that no one would ever have to eat lunch alone again. Well, that'll segue into some of these phone apps that we're going to go over. Number nine, a 98-year-old woman has written almost 7,000 letters to men and women serving in the armed forces.
Oh, that's amazing.
She's got a workman's comp claim for her carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm evil, aren't I?
Oh, you're terrible.
And number 10.
Rotten to the core.
You've been talking to Stacy too much.
No.
Number 10, a homeless man who helped young survivors in the Manchester attack was given a home. Did you know that?
No.
That's in your neck of the woods. Well, your former neck of the woods. In Manchester. Well, in England. It's a big country, I know.
Yes.
Thank you. Number 11, a Pittsburgh woman lost 40 pounds so she could donate her kidney to a friend in need of one. Now, that's truly nice. My older brother, Brian. Hey, Brian, there's a shout out to you. He married lovely Mary, and Mary's sister's kidneys were failing. And Brian found out he was a perfect match. So he donated his kidney to his sister-in-law.
He sounds like a very wonderful man.
I cried when he did it. I told him, but I decided that he was a good brother at that point.
I should say.
And I forget what I was going to say there, but the gift of life, what more could you give? What better gift could you give?
That's right.
The national drought in the U.S. was over for the last few years. That's good. Mm-hmm. And in 6 months and a few days, it will be summer again. That's number 13. But we're not too bad off here. It was 42 degrees, but we managed to survive. Okay, now this is a topic that we kind of touched on with Stacy last week. There's apps out there for meeting people. Did you know that, Georgina?
I did not know this.
Yeah, they make an app for anything. How to fry a hamburger properly, you know?
How to walk your dog.
Yeah, exactly. And keep track of how many days you walked your dog and how many steps you took and all those things. Oh. Yeah. So there's social apps. And the top, I'm going to read off the top gay social apps for you people out there that are listening. With their ratings, 4.1 points out of 5. No one got more than 4.1. So there was a tie for first place. Growler was one. I've never heard of it. Scruff, I've heard of. Hornet and Jacked. Let's not go there on that one. But and then Tinder was a close second. Mr. X, I've never heard of. Number 7 is gay.com. Number 8 is Daddy Hunt. That sounds interesting. Number 9 is Grindr, and then number 10 is Adam for Adam. It had the lowest rating. I think Stacy was most worried about this one called, there's one called Scruff? What does that mean?
I don't want to know.
Scruff. Oh, well.
Just leave your mind up to your imagination.
Yeah, well, I don't know that. Those are obviously male-oriented gay ones. So,
I would think so. It sounds like there would be.
So, Georgina, I want to hear your story because you been here for the last 50 years, but you were born in the UK?
Yes.
Whereabout?
I was born in Surrey, Ripley in Surrey, which is just outside of London. We were evacuated during the war.
Oh, wow.
I was. And, or my mother, I should say.
Yeah.
And I was brought over here by two aunts that adopted me. It's a long story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then I found my father at 37. And it was quite an interesting story.
You hadn't met your father?
No.
Until you were 37?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be quite an experience.
It was an experience.
He had to. Did he have to give you up?
Well,
I'm getting a little personal here. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, it was war days. My mother met this man, and they had a tryst. A tryst. Yes. That's what it is. And if you want to call it that. And then anyway, cut a long story short, I was born, and they didn't know what to do with me. My mother gave me up at 3.
Oh.
And I had different people.
Do you have some memories of that?
What's when that?
Do you have some 3-year-old memories, or is that?
Yes, actually, I do. I was my aunties found where I was, and they literally took me out of. They asked me to follow them through a window. I remember, and they coaxed me out with a box of chocolates. And it's funny, I was only 3 years old, but I was.
Oh.
I had my outfit was dirty and my hair was a mess, and they didn't.
So they
want me.
Came to the. They
and were, then they legally one aunt legally adopted me
in the UK,
and that was unheard of in those days. It was totally unheard of woman adopting a child.
Oh, yeah, scandalous.
Yes. Anyway, she brought me to America.
And when did you come?
Cut a long story short, I was 11, getting on for 12.
Do you remember coming here?
Yes, I do very much so. Yes.
Was it by plane?
No, it was by ship, and we were in the bottom of the ship, and we had this
steerage.
Oh my gosh! Yes, and we saw that we had a little porthole. We were looking at all the water swishing around.
Where did you land? What city?
We landed in New York.
Oh wow!
And it was interesting because Auntie asked me to go up to this particular lady and ask her for a glass of orange juice. So I said to the woman, I said, "May I have a glass of orange juice?" And she said, "What you say, hon?" And I said, "Yes, I'd like a glass of orange juice, please." And she said, "Well, it's $3. And I ran back to Auntie, and she said, "Oh, see if you can have a half a glass." So I went to the lady, and I said, "Could I have a half a glass of orange juice?" And she gave me a whole glass, you know, for the half of the price.
Price, yeah. Right.
It was, and we only had, she only had $75 to her name. We had to travel from New York to California. And
so she lived here in California?
Yes.
When she adopted you?
Yes, and she ended up working for Alfred Hitchcock for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
As a housekeeper.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was
good
in his home.
Good evening.
What's that?
Good evening. That's
yes,
he always would
evening.
Say.
Yes.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes. And he was quite a character. He said I looked like an actress called Glynis Johns. She was an older actress from England. I was a young version of that at the time, so he said. But anyway, yeah. So Auntie worked for him for 14 years.
So you landed in L.A.
Yes.
And living with your aunt at 14. 14 years old.
She legally adopted me at seven years old.
Oh, okay.
Legally. I missed that part out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then her being in the industry, it kind of got your involvement in the
Well, no, it had nothing to do with that, actually.
Oh.
Nothing whatsoever. It had nothing to do with that. A friend came up to me and said, "How would you like to work in the industry?" In fact, it wasn't even a friend. It was an acquaintance. And I said, "Sure, I would." Well, I went over to 20th Century Fox. Next thing I know is I'm working there, but I'm working as an apprentice, and I'm not getting paid for it. I worked there for about 3 months, and then I had a very severe auto accident.
Ooh.
And then 10 years later, I got into the industry when I was able to.
Yeah.
It just happened. Again, it happened. So it was one of those things that I was meant to have been in the industry.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then how many years were you in? So you lived there for 50 years, and then you said, okay, enough of that?
Yeah. Well, I lived there for 50 years and worked along with many other people, interesting people that I met along the way. Came to beautiful Southern California. Yeah. Well, I was already in Southern California, but I'm talking Capistrano Beach area, Laguna, and it's so beautiful. I don't look back. I mean, the only thing I miss are the different restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting more and more here. What? How many years ago did you move to this area then?
It was 11. It's getting on for 12 years now.
So you've seen some changes in those 12 years.
Yes,
since
I have.
Been here.
Yeah, yeah. But it's lovely here.
So we have a lot of LGBTQ listeners that might be interested on your background on how you dealt with that personally in your life. Because I know in England it was against the law to be gay.
Oh, I was very secretive. You know, this is a very interesting point, and I hope each and every one of you can hear me say this.
Yeah.
I was in an industry where men, gay men, were more accepted than gay women.
Oh.
I therefore had to be very quiet about it. Of course people knew, but they never said a word. It was all hush-hush.
Oh.
And interestingly enough, it's still bordering on that. The men are the first ones to be recognized and acknowledged, but not the women.
Wow. So I have a good segue on that, not the women. I have 41 celebrities you didn't know were gay or bi. And it says number 38 is a shocker. I don't know about that. Megan Fox. Do you know Megan Fox?
No.
She came out as bisexual in Esquire magazine. She was is married to Austin Green.
Mm.
I don't know much about Megan Fox. The next one that we have is Wentworth Miller. He came. I'm going to go through these real fast. He was in, and then the next one is Tuck Watkins. Mm-mm. I don't know who that is.
Mm-mm.
Sorry to be. Then Josh Hutcherson. He was on The Hunger Games. And this next one you probably know is Jodie Foster.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have Rupert Everett.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Melissa Etheridge.
Yes.
We have Alan Cumming. He's mm-hmm. been in a lot of movies. I know mm-hmm. him. And then we have Clive, whatever, Davis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we have Julian Michaels.
Hmm.
She was a former Biggest Loser star.
Okay.
Then we have one of my favorite, Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
You know, the newscaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
then we have,
of course.
Then we have Victor Garber, the actor. He's mm-hmm. been in a lot of great movies. I think he played Liberace in one movie. And then we have Sir Ian McKellen.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's wonderful.
We have Matt Bomer, one of my favorite, and then Sarah Paulson,
mm-hmm.
and Matt Dallas,
mm.
Meredith Baxter,
yes,
Cynthia Nixon,
yes,
Heather Matarazzo,
mm.
Neil Patrick Harris,
mm-hmm.
Luke McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Martin, everyone knows Ricky Martin. I think he was in Menudo, that little boy band, really. That was little mm-hmm. boy band. And Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everyone's favorite, Sean Hayes. Everyone knows. And what is they just came back with their movie again. Cheyenne Jackson, he's well known. Jim Parsons, the American, what was he? know, I don't, I can't think of what he was in, but he's been in a lot of programs on mostly TV. Andy Cohen has his own talk show. Andrew Rinalis, never heard of him. Mike Doyle, Tim Cook, who is the president of a major corporation. Cell phones, Apple. Tim Cook is the president of Apple. Imagine that. And he's gay. And he's out. So
no, good for him.
And then we have a sports person, Jason Collins, basketball player. And Chris Kotler. George Takei.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Star Wars. Or Star Trek.
Star Trek.
And then Rosie O'Donnell.
That's something I worked on, that Star Trek.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And Porta de la Rosa, yeah. Which is the other half of Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have Ellen in here. Michael Stipe.
No.
Clay Aiken. Yes. That was a shocker.
Yes.
And Wanda Sykes.
Yes.
Adam Lambert.
Yes.
Of American Idol fame.
Yes.
And the last one is Michael Sam. First openly gay football player in the NFL.
Wow, that takes courage.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot has changed, huh? You can do a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can be ourselves.
Wouldn't that be nice? I think, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short music break here, and we'll be right back. I'm going to do a crazy old song that my dad used to love. I don't know why. I'm indulging myself a little bit. So here we go.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
When you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
We're going to have a holly jolly Christmas. Burl Ives. He was in Big Daddy. Did you do anything with Big Daddy, the movie?
No, I didn't.
That was a great movie. He talked about the mendacity, and I love that word, mendacity. I've got to say again, our Villa Real Estate, our sponsor again, I thank you. So much. Mike Johnson, Villa Real Estate, Corona Del Mar, Costa Mesa, and Laguna Beach. They're where you want to be. If you have any needs or people moving into the neighborhood and they need some help. Again, our next, January 13th, we're going to have Sarah Kassman of Shanti will be here. We're going to talk to her about her retiring after 30 years. And in January, there'll also be a big event at 7 Degrees in the Canyon to celebrate those 30 years. And then, again, this next month, from here on out, on the third Saturday of the month, it will be the Town Hall Forum for the Arts. And it's a very robust group and very passionate one at the same time. And I love it. It's a lot of fun. I'm exhausted by the end of the show because there's so much going on. And then on the fourth Saturday of every month, we will have Love and Romance, and we'll have everything to do with finding love and romance and, you know, all those wonderful things that make life, I suppose, very much worth the journey. So, Regina, Regina, why am I calling you Regina? Georgina.
Thank you.
Can we be friends?
Yes, we can.
I hope so. Did you want to sing a few verses of Summertime? Because it's going to be here in 6 months.
Oh, Summertime?
Whatever you want to sing.
Well, no, I'll sing Summertime. I thought I would do, okay.
The Christmas song?
No, I'll do Summertime.
You do whatever you want to, baby.
Okay, thank you. But I thought maybe it was more Christmas, like I should sing Chestnuts Roasting.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I might harmonize with you if that's all right a little bit.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Your nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, wow. You didn't need any help on that one.
I got chills
up my spine. That was beautiful. Oh. It's not easy to do a cappella. Oh, thank you.
My pleasure.
She shows up at, Georgina shows up at at Main Street usually on a Friday and sings a couple songs with the group. And it's always very fun at Main Street. So thank you for being here today, Georgina. It's been a wonderful. We're actually running over and I don't see my replacement. So I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
Oh, dear.
I don't see Ada May. But we'll go. She arrived with her spurs on. Watch out! I'm going to start a song, and she'll be here with her music in just half a second. Thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone. I won't see you till on the other side of Christmas, and we'll be ahead of New Year's. And I've had a wonderful year. Thank you, KX93.93.5. Yeah, for allowing me to be here. Yes. And with that, we'll just do Winter Wonderland.
Hi, good morning. Oh, very nice.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.